This is the Kona Edge, the home of Ironman triathletes who dream of qualifying for the World Championships on the Big Island.
Welcome on to yet another edition of the Kona Edge. I am Brad Brown. It's a Tuesday as we record this, which means it's Nutrition Day here on the podcast. And today we touch base with Tina Eakin to find out about her approach with regards to nutrition, Ironman training, and Ironman racing. That's all coming up. But a massive thank you to our sponsor of this edition of the Kona Edge. It is brought to you by Health IQ. Historically, you get penalized by life insurance companies for family history, BMI, and other attributes, but you don't get rewarded for your health-conscious lifestyle, right? Well, according to a study by Garatashia et al. That was published in the International Journal for Sports Physiology in 2014, high-level endurance athletes have a 27% lower level of mortality from cardiovascular disease and a 40% lower level of mortality from cancer. So why, as an endurance athlete, shouldn't you get rewarded for that? The great news is, now you can. Health IQ have special rates for triathletes. You can qualify through their Health IQ or other lifestyle quizzes like their cycling IQ or running IQ. And it's cool too, because you can also get additional savings by submitting actual data like race results, Strava or Runkeeper or app data, that sort of stuff. You know how as a good driver you can save on your motor insurance? Well, Health IQ have a unique mortality model on the health conscious and have lower rates for health conscious people. So what have you got to lose? Go get a quote now, healthiq.com/Kona to support the show and learn more, or simply text Health IQ, that's all one word, Health IQ to 44222, and I'll send you all the details back. That URL once again to get to, healthiq.com/Kona. It's time for the Coach's Corner, and our coach in the spotlight today is Frank Soul of Soul Swim Solutions. If you are looking for some help with your swim stroke, I can tell you Frank is the man. He has over 20 years experience as a premier swim tactician and triathlon coach for endurance athletes. He uses technique-driven swim coaching in working with pro triathletes, Kona qualifiers, and age groupers, and easily adapts to an athlete's talents, personality, and limitations. He recognizes your abilities to maximize your swimming potential by utilizing the essential elements in his ebook, The 10 B's of Triathlon Swimming. It's definitely worthwhile checking that out. Frank is a USAT level 2 triathlon coach, ASCA level 3 swim coach, US Masters swim coach, certified in World Open Water Swimming Association coaching, AFPA certified personal trainer, functional movement screening certified exercise professional, and certified nutrition and wellness consultant. Soul Swim Solutions offers a variety of online coaching services, including video stroke analysis with written workouts and drills to improve your swim performance and exceed your race day goals. So if the swim is your big concern, I'm telling you now, Frank Soul is your guy. Go check him out. The website to get to is soulswimsolutions.com. If you want to link directly through from the Kona Edge, all you have to do is head over to thekonaedge.com/coaching and you can get all the details you need there about Frank Soul. Let's talk some Ironman nutrition here on the Kona Edge today. I'm Brad Brown, and we head back to California to catch up with Tina Eakin. Tina, welcome. Thanks for joining us today.
Thank you so much, Brad. It's good to be back.
Tina, let's talk about nutrition and your approach to things. Tell me a little bit about your philosophy from a day-to-day nutrition perspective.
Well, Brad, this is one area I kind of lack, and I ain't going to lie. I try to eat healthy, but actually I just recently spoke to my coach, Joanna, about helping me get a better plan, because I fail in the area of, I eat salads and I eat chicken, but I'm also one to eat macaroni and cheese and a hot dog once in a while. So I believe it's very important, but I'm just going to be honest and say it's not one of my better, stronger aspects. But this year I'm gonna get with my coach. Also, I do take Juice Plus, which I don't know if you've heard of it. It has all the, you know, the vegetables and all everything packed in a capsule. And I don't know, some people don't agree with that, but I think it's helpful.
But in saying that, that must sort of give you a bit of hope, that knowing that there's lots of improvement that can be made in your nutrition sort of strategy and approach to things, that you might not be getting tons of gains in your swim, for example, but if you dial this in, you could really move the needle.
Well, actually, I have thought about that, Brad. And like I said, that's why I particularly talked to my coach and I said, you know, I need help with this because, you know, like I said before, Brad, I'm a person with, you tell me what to do and I'll do it. So if she, you know, somebody helps me with the food, and actually my wife, who's a very great supporter, she will cook for me. I don't cook, I do microwave. So I have her to do the food aspect for me too. So yeah, it's very important and I'm hoping it'll help my performance.
I love that. Talk to me about the way you approach a race. Have you got a strategy dialed in? I mean, you've obviously been around the sport for a while, but are you pretty much set, this is what I do, or does it sort of depend on where you're racing and what the race is?
No, I'm pretty much set on, you know, like I said, I have a coach, and usually even no matter what coach I've had, they have that set, you know, shorter workouts like before an Ironman. And then I usually like to, you know, meditate a little bit before the day of and kind of focus on, you know, what I'm hoping to do. Think about not only what good can happen, but also what can go wrong. I've had flats in races. I've had the CO2 issue where, you know, things go wrong, and especially in an Ironman, it's a long day. And the other thing is, I have to say, Brad, my night before dinner is pancakes and eggs. I know that sounds crazy. That's what I've been doing for years. And I am a person that believes in, I do something once and I continue to do it, because if it changes, I you know, that's kind of, I don't know, I'm kind of superstitious, I guess. But I love my pancakes. I think that's great carbs.
And if it ain't broke, don't fix it.
Right, exactly.
talk to me about on the day. I mean, you it sounds like you have breakfast for dinner the night before, and I've heard that before. Somebody, I'm trying to think who it was, he on the podcast mentioned eating breakfast for dinner the night before. But on race day itself, are you one that can generally eat a breakfast, or are you pretty nervous on race morning and you struggle to get things down?
You know, I find in the past couple of years, it's actually, my nerves have actually kind of interfered a little, but still, it always was a bagel with banana and peanut butter. Now, like I said, the last year in Kona, I think I had a half a bagel. I still make sure to eat something because, and I, by the way, I have it 2 hours before. I get up very early and I have it 2 hours before because I believe that you need, I know some people say they can't eat before race, but in an Ironman especially, you need to have those, I believe you need to have those calories. So usually at least a half a bagel with a banana. And then right before the swim, I have a gel.
And then the race itself, the gel just before the swim, when you get out and on the bike, tell me a little bit about what you do. Are you one that watches the clock and goes every 45 minutes or every hour I need to do this?
Well, let me back up. When I first started, I was doing Clif bars, and actually I kind of overloaded on them. That was a bad situation for me, a bad experience. But then up until 2015, I was using gels throughout the whole race. That's all I had on the bike, and that's all I had on the run, other than, of course, the Gatorade and water.
No solids, just those gels.
Yes, but now back up in 2015, my coach Scott Jones said use CarboPro. I don't know if you've heard of it, but it's like it's your nutrition, but it's liquid. So that's what I use in Chattanooga, and that's what I use in Kona. So on the bike, I only use CarboPro until a half hour before the run, and then I'd had a gel, and then on the run, I had about 3 or 4 gels. So I believe that when you're competitive, it's first off, it's just easier, right? Mm-hmm. You don't have to deal with all this extra stuff. Of course, if you're just doing an Ironman just to do it, it's okay, but I like to just have to deal with as minimal as possible. And by the way, with the time, I did actually try to stick to a time schedule with the CarboPro as well as drink.
And then out on the run course, do you pick up anything at the aid stations as needed?
Oh, everything. As far as, well, not nutrition, but water. Yeah. I always tell them I'm a two-fisted drinker. You know, I'll get water, I'll get Gatorade, I'll get Coke. Although I'll share this, my coach said, Scott Jones said that I should wait till halfway through the marathon to start drinking Coke, because then it's like it gives your body a spike and, you know, kind of changes your system up a little bit. So that's what I did, because I always listen to my coach, of course. But I always drink whatever they have because I can handle that. I know some people can't, but my stomach's up to this point has never been bothered by that.
And then, Tina, what's your go-to after an Ironman? Are you one of those people that can, if something sits still long enough, you'll eat it? Do you get, like, particularly hungry after an Ironman? What's your go-to?
Well, it usually takes a couple hours because I usually end up in the medical tent for IVs. But it depends on. I know 1 year in Kona I had a cheeseburger. You know, 1 year in Kona, I've had pizza after. It just depends. I got to give my body time to, you know, especially last year in Kona, I was kind of sick. But yeah, so it just depends on. Once I feel hungry, I just eat whatever.
Tina,
at that point, I don't care.
It's been great catching up. Thank you so much for sharing your story with us here on the Kona Edge. We look forward to watching you bounce back from this knee injury and seeing how you go, and fingers crossed, Kona 2018 on the cards.
Yes, sir. Thank you so much. I appreciate that. It's been a pleasure.
Thank you very much to Tina Eakin for joining us today, and thank you to you for listening. It is hugely, hugely appreciated. If you haven't hit the subscribe button on your favorite podcast player yet, please do so you don't miss one episode of the Kona Edge. I love putting these things together for you, and hopefully you love listening to them. I also love hearing from triathletes all around the world. So please do be in touch. You can pop me an email. brad@thekonaedge.com is my email address. It comes straight into my inbox. I'd love to hear from you. You can also reach out via social media. Just search for The Kona Edge across the various platforms. We're on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, The Work. So that's The Kona Edge is where you can find us. And once again, a massive thank you to our sponsor for this episode of The Kona Edge. It was brought to you by Health IQ, an insurance company that helps health-conscious people get special life insurance rates. Go to healthiq.com/Kona to support the show and learn more, or simply text the word Health IQ. That's all one word, Health IQ, to 44222, and I'll send you all the details back. That URL once again is healthiq.com/Kona.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of the Kona Edge. Don't forget to connect with us on social media. Simply search for the Kona Edge. We'll be right back.